There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. Hope some of you are high and dry as rain slammed into parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and some other states in the Southwest, too. And after all the flooding, there were some areas that really just couldn't take any more rain. Gutters overflowing, rivers overflowing, but nothing like we saw the last couple of weeks. So thank goodness a little bit better than that. Sadly, there were folks at a Bible study that will not be returning home. This happened in Charleston, South Carolina. In fact, one of the oldest churches in the South, the AME Church, it was established in the early 1800s. Somebody went into the church and killed nine people, opened fire. Killed nine people. This is a black church where they were celebrating and doing choir practice and then ultimately Bible study as well. So one wounded, nine killed. They're trying to sort that out right now. The Charleston police chief has already said, I think this is a hate crime. I believe this is a hate crime. Awful. You go to church and you don't come back again. I say this, I'm going to say it again. Every time I hear about something at a school, a shooting like this, in a place like a movie theater, James Holmes on trial now, that awful thing that happened in Aurora, Colorado, to this disgusting scene in Charleston where somebody's just going to a sleepy night, just going to church, just trying to feel the love, get good, do the Bible thing, and nine people end up dead and chaos ensues. Chaos ensues. I mean, do we have to lock our churches? How would you feel about that? Can you imagine you go to worship and that's the whole thing? You can open the door and you can walk in, right? But now what? You're going to have a password. They're going to have to lock the front. Are people going to get a little bit paranoid about that? Because we frankly have had some places of worship that have had this happen. There was a Baptist church when I was on the air doing a sports show in Dallas many, many years ago. And they had a horrific shooting there. It was just a weird thing that happened where somebody went off, decided to go in, and they started to open fire. So, terrible. Some would say this makes the argument for, well, you know, if people have a weapon, if you know, you could do the open and carry, then somebody could be there with a permit who can turn around and take care of the situation. But the bottom line is, we shouldn't have to live our lives worried about sacred places or places of relaxation that, for goodness sake, should be serene and peaceful and have them turn into this. And I'm not naive. I'm not being naive about it. It's just despicable. It's what it is. It's just despicable. You can always throw in your two cents. I'll throw out the numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, at the tail end of the hour, we have some fun with our pal Nathan Reeder as we prod him into coming on the air and doing that fruits and nuts shredded and bingo thing with some of the stories that are happening the last couple of days. Also coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about some things that affect you in your neighborhood, plus the numbers thing. Yep, we can count. We certainly know how to count, right? And it is about the numbers, so we'll be doing that too as well. But also right at the top, the president was pushing for his new trade deal. Remember that? And it looked like, oh, am I going to have the votes? Am I not going to have the votes? And enough Democrats bowed out that I think it infuriated the president. So Nancy Pelosi has been questioned about, well, you know, isn't this the president's baby? And what happened to the support? What happened to what was happening in the House? So Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, was asked about it in the daily briefing and the president's relationship with Pelosi. Here's what he had to say. We will hear from Josh in just a second. Here he is.
Again, the president and the first lady have annually hosted a congressional picnic here at the White House. I think there have been at least one or two years where weather has prevented the event from actually occurring. But this is a nice opportunity for members of Congress in both parties, I might add, to spend time with their families on a nice summer evening on the south lawn of the White House. And it is a goodwill gesture and a purely social occasion. And the president is looking forward to spending some time out there this evening as well. As it relates to the president's relationship with Democrats, I think what I said about the relationship between the president and Leader Pelosi applies to the president and his relationship with the House and Senate Democratic caucuses, which is that the strength of their professional and personal relationship is more than strong enough to weather a difference of opinion over one issue, even an issue as important as this one.
So the president and some of the top members of the Republican congressional leadership got together, actually, to make a push to convince the pro-trade Dems in the House and the Senate to resurrect the trade agenda, you know, this legislation to help push the way for this trade deal with a dozen countries was left in limbo after a massive block of the House Dems ignored that appeal by the president and voted down the trade package last Friday. So this is what we're talking about. There have been a ton of meetings at the White House, lots of discussion, the president pushing, getting a new strategy, supporting a new legislative strategy Republican leaders on the Hill devised in a last-ditch effort. So how about that? Because here's what the deal is. The Republican plan would mean a series of votes in both chambers beginning in the House on Thursday. And instead of keeping two key trade bills together, it would basically slice them. It would separate a bill known as the Trade Promotion Authority, and then it would streamline approval of international trade deals from trade adjustment assistance. And basically, so you know the difference between the two and why should you care, because the TAA provides financial aid and training to workers who wouldn't have a gig because of the trade deal. So it's like, okay, we really want to cut these trade deals, but then we're gonna jam up people who are going to lose their jobs, but we're going to retrain you and give you some money and set you off on your way, and hopefully you can find a job. So the Democrats have insisted they would oppose the fast-track authority unless the worker assistance piece was there. Now it is. So this is going to be a curious thing to watch unfold. I mean, you had House Speaker John Boehner and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a rare, rare joint statement vowing to meet the demands of the pro-trade Dems that a worker would get assistance, and they're going to pass it and try to sign into law. How about that? Hang with us. Meet you on the other side.
Bad excuses, changing planes. We surrender, but here we go again. Hey, hey, hey.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, we knew it was going to happen. We've talked about it before. Trans fats. That's right. The Food and Drug Administration announcing a ban on artificial trans fats. Wow, what a surprising move for a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about it throughout America tonight. From the National Center for Public Policy Research, Senior Fellow and Risk Analysis Division Director Jeff Steyer joins us. He says it's a horrible idea, and we talked about this before because we've talked about these problems with things that have been banned in New York specifically in the recent past. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on the show.
Hey, great. Kate, great to be back with you.
So, your take on this whole FDA thing and their claims about trans fats?
Well, the FDA is indeed said to ban trans fats. Trans fats consumption in this country have gone down tremendously. They've fallen off a cliff since people became concerned about them. Now, the history of trans fats in a nutshell is that they were widely used in foods to replace saturated fats, which the food police warned us would kill us. So the industry actually replaced saturated fats like butters, other solid fats, with trans fats to serve the same purpose, but to be healthier. Now they're maybe getting a dose of humility and realizing that maybe trans fats are not, in fact, a health food, and there are risks of consuming them at high levels, but we're not consuming them at high levels. As a matter of fact, consumption has gone down more than 80% over the last 5-10 years. So if that's the case, why are we so concerned about this minuscule consumption? It's not as if they're they're poisonous, although that's what the activists will say. It's not like a poison that will kill you at small doses. It is an ingredient in food that if you eat too much, it might affect your cholesterol and raise the bad cholesterol, which we don't want to do. But it rarely exists in our food anymore. So in the foods that it still exists, it's there for a real reason, whether it serves a role like keeping the color on the sprinkles, believe it or not, or keeping crackers from going bad, and keeping food prices low. So there's a reason it's in the very few foods that it's still in. Replacing it will be difficult in those few circumstances, and it doesn't really present much of a risk at the levels we're consuming it today.
So is this junk science? Is that what this is about?
That's part of it. It's junk science, but it's driven by an ideology that these are artificial fats, right? They're processed by humans, so therefore they must be bad, as if butter comes right out of a cow, apparently. Process butter, too. So it's part of, a left-wing-driven ideology that thinks the government knows best how individuals and families ought to be eating. The science is just absolutely not there to support a ban on the very low levels of trans fat that still exist in our food.
And so then again, this would lead to what? More expensive food, right?
Well, across the board, you know, the left likes to say that we are deforesting the world to grow more food. And, you know, I'm not going to say that's true or not true, but we get a lot of palm oil from Malaysia where there is concern about deforestation. So there are consequences, even for the left, of forcing a switch. And I think it's important to say, look, if we're going to take trans fats out of the food, what are we going to replace them with? You know, it's not like we're going to be able to use olive oil instead of trans fats. There are certain purposes that the trans fats fill that you can't use a liquid oil for. So you have to either hydrogenize it, make a trans fat, or use a saturated fat or something like palm oil. And everywhere you turn, it's either more expensive, it's a shorter shelf life, it doesn't serve the same purpose. There are always costs, whether financial or otherwise. And my point is, in public policy, what you have to do is weigh the benefits against all of those costs. And sometimes they're uncertain. And the benefits of banning the last small vestiges of trans fats from our diet are undefined. There's really no way to say that trans fats we consume are, at this point in time, very, very low levels, are harming anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You bring up the whole palm oil thing, and I've been talking to some people who have actually been there and crawled around the areas where they're getting the palm oil, and let me tell you, it's a very small area, relatively, so good luck with that, right?
Yeah, and I've been there, and there's a lot of sustainable development going on there, so I don't mean to demean the farmers who are trying to earn a living in Malaysia. I've been to those facilities as well, and they're hard workers, and they're doing it, in every case I've seen, doing it responsibly. But the left, who wants to take trans fats away from us, needs to realize that there are costs. And if they're concerned about deforestation, well, maybe they don't want us to switch to trans fats. If they're concerned about regressive taxes, a ban on trans fats is a regressive tax because it will increase the price of food, and that will cost poor people the most money. So, you know, the left and the right ought to be concerned about this unscientific ban that is pending from the FDA. And just to be technical, it's not a ban. It's removing it from the list of safe foods. And in order to get it back on the market will require lots and lots more studies that other foods don't have to undergo. So it will be expensive either way.
Right, so that's the problem. If you just say, oh, well, you know, there's, I'm sure it'll come back. It's not a I'm sure it'll come back because of the reason you just said. If it were to come back, it would be a huge undertaking for that to happen once the ban would pretty much, you know, click
exactly.
in, right?
It'd have to come off the market. Maybe there'll be a period of time. The FDA has not yet announced the details. But either way, it's costing everyone lots more money. And the question is, for what purpose? How many lives are we saving? And the evidence that I've seen so far is none, because the evidence that the FDA has about the danger of trans fats relates to very high exposures, the levels we were eating a decade or more ago. That the market, Kate, has worked. Companies have taken trans fats out of the foods that they can do so easily for. So instead of frying something in a trans fat, you can fry in vegetable oil. That works. We're only left with trans fats where we need them now. So it really doesn't make any sense. The old data should not be relevant to removing trans fats in the very limited levels they're still in our food. It's, you know, it's like making a decision based on data that we know is irrelevant.
Yeah, and Jeff, I almost am answering my own question, but sometimes I think that this is, besides overreach, I think that this is somebody sitting around and they're meeting and thinking, okay, where can we reach into next? And we know we've had this big discussion in this nation about trans fats, so this would be easy to throw the hammer in this direction.
And the people behind it are the food police activist groups, like the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who were the ones originally who sounded the alarm about saturated fats and wanted us to replace them with this. So they got some saturated fat out of the diet. We replaced it with trans fat. And now they want to get rid of that. So that's why I say this is a lesson in humility, that whether it's telling us not to eat eggs and then to eat eggs, not to eat saturated fat, eat saturated fat, maybe before we take away choices from the American consumer, the activist groups and the government officials who they influence ought to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more cautious about the science behind their allegations and the unintended consequences of regulations that are not based in science.
Yeah, and you know this, too, because there's sort of this new wave, and people don't realize it, but a lot of times they'll pick up magazines, and they'll read stories about trans fats or whatever it is, but they're planted stories. They're infotainment or whatever they call them.
Oh, no doubt about it. They have the big PR firms working for them to create scares about this, but here's what I'm worried about, Kate. Like, why do I care about this? I care about because I want government to run the right way to help protect public health.
Right.
And we spend so much time talking about things like trans fats that people are going to make New Year's resolutions to remove every last little ounce of trans fats they eat all year, yet they might keep smoking or they might not exercise as much. And the effect of removing this little bit of trans fat is de minimis. It won't make a difference. So we ought to focus on helping people quit smoking and exercise more and do things that make sense for our diets. But this hyperfixation that we have on trans fats, I think, will undermine public health.
Right, and you said it at the beginning, here's the other thing, it's, okay, so what are you replacing it with? How are these companies, what are they going to afford? No, they're going to jack the price up because what is the alternative? You can't use olive oil. Nope. What are you going to use?
Nope, you're going to use palm oil, which some activists are concerned about from the environmental effect.
Yeah.
You can use, and I know that chefs in New York, pastry chefs in New York where I live, where trans fats were already banned by Mayor Bloomberg, they're now using butter instead. So that's not a healthy alternative. But what's happening is they're making these replacements. The chefs don't seem to care. They're just going back to butter. It works for them.
Right.
But it will certainly increase the cost of food, but we don't really get any healthier food as a result.
Yeah, and then that's the other piece of it, is that we don't, if you wanted to look at what the cost is, well, we can tell you it's going to really jump if you can't find an alternative, and then you've got to find something that's super expensive or create it, and who knows what that is, and then it's going to cost a lot more money. It's not going to be like a penny. It's going to be way more than that in the end, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and we see this all the time. We've seen it with other issues, which is again, why I think it's important before we recklessly regulate. People think, oh, well, regulation equals safety. That's certainly not the case. A lot of regulations are reckless, they're knee-jerk, and we don't properly consider not only the intent of the regulation, Kate, but the effect of the regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Jeff Steyer, keep us abreast of all that's happening. National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. And you know what We Can Count is about. The reason I started We Can Count is because realizing it's not just money that we look at as numbers. It's everything that we look at numbers-wise. For example, we just had 35 trillion gallons of rain dumped on Texas and Oklahoma. And, you know, even parts of Arkansas got some pretty severe rain. Now they're expecting, at least they're saying in some parts, 12 more inches due to heavy rain for the next 2 to 3 days. And part of this is Tropical Storm Bill working its way up from the coast that's hit into Galveston. And that's a lot of rain. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be close to exceeding rain totals. You know, in weather, it's all about measurements. How much snow did we get? How much rain did we get? What kind of hail fell? How much hail fell? All that kind of stuff. So this is one for the ages. No question about it. When you're talking about 35 trillion, I mean, even saying that word, I have to say that, even saying 35 trillion, I think it's unbelievable. People don't, I said this the other day, people don't believe it. Somebody sent me an email like, wow, you obviously don't know how to count. It's not my numbers. It's the Weather Service's numbers. And it's true. That gives you the shocking, you know, in your mind, painting a picture of just how much rain dropped and how much rain is still dropping. All right, how about Team USA? 1-0, a win over Nigeria. So the U.S. women's soccer team moves on to the last 16. That's big. They survive what they call the group of death. And next they play Edmonton. So, woohoo. A little bit of U.S. pride, good for those women. Amy Wambach scored that winning goal. You know what? I'm all about the U.S. women, and I'll watch that. But my only thing about soccer is, since we're talking about numbers and we can count, not enough scoring. I like scoring. not enough scoring for me. How about this? Here's a big, giant, juicy number for you. You know, we've been talking about this whole FIFA, speaking of soccer, and the investigation into FIFA and money laundering. The Swiss Attorney General is saying 53 money laundering cases might be linked to the FIFA investigation. Wow, how crazy is that? Yeah, it's such a scandal that they're wondering, you know, with bribes and everything else, whether the next couple of World Cup sites that they're going to hold up. And they say it involves the 2018 and 2022 World Cup bidding contest, which is so unfair. I mean, even the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, remember, he had to, he did resign, so that made you wonder, oh, gee, I wonder why he resigned. So what the main gist of it is that they're talking about $10 million bribe, rather, and whether or not that's part of, you know, what happened with South Africa's bid for the 2010 World Cup, which they say involved a $10 million bribe. And then it goes from there into the future. So there's like a 430-page investigation report that was submitted last September by the former ethics prosecutor from FIFA. Needless to say, this is a huge scandal. You know, 9 candidates, 11 countries, bidding wars. It's nasty, dirty business. So think of the countries that bid to hold the World Cup, and they weren't doing any sort of bribing. No money, no show. Why'd they even bother to waste all their time putting in, to actually host a World Cup, because they would have had no chance if all these people were shelling out big bucks for that. It's crazy. All right, this is sad. Bombs found at this Boko Haram camp, killed 63 people in Nigeria. You know, it's like that buzz in the back. It's so often, whatever group it is, and Boko Haram is one of them, we forget about them, but they're nasty too, what they do to people. So they had they say when they were combing through this area in Nigeria, they found a sack of homemade bombs at an abandoned camp that killed 63 people in northeastern Nigeria. The civilians were patrolling. They came across the bag, carried them to a nearby town where they exploded on Tuesday. People had gathered around to inspect them when they detonated. So how sad is that? So here they move their... They're moving this stuff out, and then these people die. And this is typical. They routinely used these IEDs, the things that we see in the Middle East. So Boko Haram has taken control of a large part of northeastern Nigeria, or they had anyway, until they were forced back out. And part of that is because of the way they use these bombs. And the other things, the other techniques that they have to chase people out. But very sad that they were looking at them. They hauled them off, and then people were just being curious, and then that happened. All right, still nothing on the escaped murderers, which is, I mean, how has the trail gone cold? I've been through that part of New York. I haven't spent any time there, and I realize that there are a lot of places where you could possibly hide, perhaps, but they have so many people looking for them. They got 800 different types of law enforcement dudes combing this rural area, and they keep shifting where they're looking. Do you know that these two convicts escaped June 6th from the maximum security prison where they were? So we knew they had help, and we know the story of Joyce Mitchell, the former prison worker who's been charged with aiding the two in their escape by providing, ready for this, hacksaw blades, chisels, and a bunch of other tools. So she was actually visited in jail by her husband, who's a prison worker. Supposedly, she was going to be the driver of the getaway car, drive them to her house so they could kill her husband. But he went to visit her, so I don't know, maybe he's asking her questions. What were you thinking? She's been suspended without pay, naturally, from her $57,000 a year job as a tailor in the prison. Ugh, unbelievable. So, I mean, when are they going to come up with these guys? And as I said, I can only imagine that I know the woods are thick, and perhaps that's what it is. The terrain is pretty deadly, actually. And the New York cops and troopers and whatnot are saying that, like, you know, when you look at what's taking so long or where could they be, we're talking about a big area, even with a lot of manpower to actually comb through, that it's just that difficult. It's that hard. All right, let's move to something else, because we can squeeze in, I think, a couple more here for this version of We Can Count. This is just the saddest story. You have to roll back, and here's your number to 2013. I remember being on the air when this story broke. You had an Oklahoma teenager with a group of other people that killed an Australian baseball player just walking down the road. And the saddest, one of the saddest, it's terrible anyway, but one of the saddest parts of this is that the teenager said, yeah, I was bored. Yeah, I was bored, so I just killed him. There is just something seriously psychotic and wrong about that whole thing. The only reason he shot and killed him, the friends were bored. So now he's sentenced to life in prison, as he should be. 18-year-old Chauncey Allen Luna, convicted of first-degree murder for shooting 22-year-old Christopher Lane. And poor Lane, the only thing that he was guilty of is jogging. He was jogging, and was jogging when these idiots drove right by him, and then that's what happened in Oklahoma. Just, terrible jaw-dropping stuff, I'm sure, for the families. Still, just a couple of years later, a pretty rough thing to even process, of somebody saying, yeah, I killed your kid because he just happened to be there jogging and was bored. So that judge certainly handed down the right sentence, no question about that. And then finally, this one, the feds can't verify nearly $3 billion in Obamacare subsidies. They did an audit, and that's what that's showing. You know, we knew that was coming. This is not a shocker in one sense, but $3 billion is a big number. To not be able to verify $3 billion through Obamacare, I mean, think of your risk and my risk. It's there. So the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General released this audit saying they didn't have a way to ensure that subsidies went to the right enrollees or the correct amounts. Really? Another dunderhead move. So here's the gist of this. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they didn't ensure the accuracy of the $2.8 billion in financial assistance payments made to the insurance company. And they said they couldn't ensure that the correct ones were made. They didn't have the internal system. So they reviewed subsidies paid to insurance companies between January and April of 2014. And that's the first thing. Well, okay, if there's no process, how can we prevent this or detect any errors? We're not going to know. You're just handing us a pile of stuff. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. That's all I have to say. All right, that's it. That wraps up this edition of We Can Count.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Kate Delaney, howdy everybody, America Tonight.
8 foot bunch.
Time for one of my favorite things that we do on this show, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Yes, this is when we invite Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro, into the lion's den. Hey, Nathan.
Well, hi.
I like that. Well, hi. All right, here's our first one up. How about this? Donald Trump decides he's running for president, and he really got the attention of one person, Neil Young. And the reason why is because he used one of Neil Young's tunes. And Neil Young didn't like it. He was furious about it, but apparently Donald Trump's people had really dotted the I's and crossed the T's because they paid for it, and his song is Rockin' the Free World. Rockin' in the Free World.
But rock and roll is so funny. It's so funny. You get past a certain point, and it's really funny. It's a little bit fruits and nuts, because those are difficult things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta be, I mean, he's a capitalist. Neil Young is a capitalist. And he's also, I mean, he's not American, even though he's American. Or does he have dual citizenship?
He might have dual citizenship, because he's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the whole thing's a little fruits and nuts. I mean, you say Trump, and I just go fruits and nuts.
I know. I agree with you. And no matter what, it's just fruits and nuts. It is. It's America. It's fruits and nuts. I love it. All right, this I wouldn't love if I lived in San Diego. It's a crazy thing. It almost looks like it's on purpose. In fact, I spent a lot of my youth on this beach, and really a couple of these beaches, La Jolla and Ocean Beach. And what's happened to these beaches is there's massive numbers of small red tuna crabs, or they call them red crabs. They've been washing up on the Southern California shoreline for the past couple of weeks. And it's pretty striking when you see them, because they're everywhere. They're just all over the beaches. And it's unusual to see them covering the entire beach. I mean, they're literally walking towards you. So they're all over the beach, like they're on there on purpose. They're trying to figure out what it is, that it's the winds and the tides and warm weather, and why are they invading the San Diego beaches? But they absolutely are. I mean, think of
Ron
this. Close
Hubbard
your eyes.
Knows. Ron Hubbard knows. I know it
red
already.
Red crabs everywhere.
He knows.
He might know. You're right.
He might. I mean, it sounds like the set to a movie that it all came from in the 30s.
It does.
Well, be.
Yep.
There you go. Fruits and nuts and crabs.
Fruits and nuts and crabs. Yeah, so it's nutty. It is just a nutty thing. I guess it's kind of fruits and nuts. I mean... It would be very strange and they're really strange looking. They're these red crabs, and they would pinch you if you'd crunch them if you went running on the beach. It's
oh yeah,
strange.
No, they would definitely want to pinch me. Me and seafood, not friends.
Uh-huh.
But definitely not shredded.
That's
definitely not shredded.
It's fruits and nuts, you know, a little.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. It's just a wacky thing. They're trying to find the explanation. All right, how about this? There's a thing and I just was at three different golf tournaments that happened to be in Texas, two PGA tour stops, and then the LPGA playing in that pro-am. So there's a whole thing about cell phones, and you can't use them because people are crazy, and they scream things out, and they snap pictures at the wrong time. It's kind of strange. But at the U.S. Open, which is coming up, they're saying to people, okay, you can have cell phones. We're going to allow these cell phones for the first time, but you better make sure the ringing phones are off and they're not disturbing the golfers in the middle of the shot. And if you live stream or post videos of the tournament with your phone, they're going to grab your phone and they're going to throw you out. So if you go to do the thing, which I've done a few times when we've been on the air, Periscope or Meerkat, which means you could be listening to me and you can see me streaming live. You know, you'll see the cell phone, the Periscope, and it's a very cool thing. But they're saying anyone who does that, you're out.
Wow.
Live streaming is offensive. They don't want it. They don't want anyone to live stream anything.
Well, you know that offensive is not the right thing, the right legal action that is being considered here. It is, once again, intellectual property. And
yep.
They're doing it live, you know. That's scary. That's scary. That's a bingo scary to me. Yep.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's scary, too. Major League Baseball, they don't care if you do that. Because they figure you know, as long as it's not you're streaming a whole game, but nobody's doing that. So they figured, hey, you're just promoting it. It's good. It looks good. It's fine. NFL hasn't decided what they're going to do, but I know because I talked to somebody on the PGA Tour. This had just happened when I was covering the one tournament, but the PGA, which oversees the media credentials, pulled the credentials of a golf blogger, Stephanie Wee, a month ago after she used Periscope to post a two-minute video of practice round by Jordan Spieth
and some
other golfers.
I mean, the other problem to me is something that most corporations are running into, and that's that the sharing that happens so freely with millennials is promotional. And not only that, the markets are pointed towards the wrong sense of that, and that's scary.
Yeah, I think it's scary.
Just share.
That's what I think. Just share, because I don't see what it's not proprietary, and it's only promoting whatever it is you're doing, and whatever's been paid for rights for television or whatever. That's different.
I mean,
so why not?
You gotta be in different markets. Really, you just gotta share everything and get into a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, I agree. And younger crowds, millennials, that's exactly the way they do it. It's exactly the way they do it. All right, see if you believe this or not. They say if you do yoga for 7 minutes a day, you will be 60% happier in your life. So this is why they're starting to get us out of stressful situations. They say if you make these yoga poses, it makes us happy. And if we're experiencing anger or other things or sad or whatever, it takes that away. It forces us to smile in stressful situations because of the breathing. So even according to this 2010 Harvard study, people spend 47% of their time worrying about things that aren't even happening. And they're less happy because of it.
Bingo, 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 bingo.
That's what I think. Bingo. Everybody do yoga.
Just stop
in the middle
of
the day, drop your books, just do it. Yep. Deep breath, that's what it is. Deep diaphragmic breathing.
Well, mainly
it helps you.
It's not just that, it's that all you have to do is breathe.
Yes. I agree. People need to breathe. You know, it's funny because yoga, psychology, and other things will meld into one where everybody tells you about breathing. So it comes down to that. So just take a breath, America. Do it with me. Let it out. Take a breath. We can all do it. Be well, my friends. I like it.
Keep laughing.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.